Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. You have tuned in to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Kim, and I've got a party going on here.
Yes, we do.
You know, it's funny because everybody said, you always have a party going on. I love, and you know, it's funny. Yesterday, Marcia said, do you ever like to be alone? And I do. But
you do?
I do. You know,
shocked
not, I
me.
Mean, I know, huh? You know. But you know what? I'm kind of like, I don't know. I love people. So mm-hmm. I'm so excited. Jerry's back on my show today.
Back
how
for
are
the
you?
Day.
I know.
Well, so
you're
much.
Working hard, but you got a little day off and you wanted to spend it with me. I love it.
Yep. Now that's pretty nice, Jerry.
And, said you got any space for me.
So I always have always space great. For yeah. you. So yeah. And Jeannie's on and Jacob's been dancing up
oh
a storm.
My God. I saw Jacob last night. He was so good out at Moore Park. And it is so good. It's called Undressed.
Undressed yeah. yeah.
And if you want to go see a really good show at a really good price, I highly recommend it. You have it one more night, don't you?
Tonight.
Yeah.
Night,
in
yeah.
fact, I got lots of stuff to give away today because we've got a set of tickets that we're giving away for the Wine and Food Festival. That is Sunday, July 31st, 1 to 4. And also, you can also get tickets for the night before, Saturday, July 30th. I don't have those, but you can go on their website. And this is incredible. Just every winery and restaurant and just boutiques. There's just so much to do. So, and that's over at the Camarillo house over there at the ranch. And so give us a call here at 805-639-0008. And also, Jacob's got another set of tickets to be giving
yeah,
away.
Yeah, we're giving away another set of pair of tickets for the dance concert tonight, last night tonight. Like you heard Jeannie, it was a great show. And like, it's student produced.
I think I'm going to be able to get there tonight. So,
it's
yeah.
a really great show. You don't want to miss it. And
Moore Park College is the best.
And
it's
an Undressed, really great program. So you guys want to come check it out.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then also, I've got actually John coming in, Leprino. And he is the director of the Summer Theater Arts over there. And they've got another thing going on right now. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum. And so hopefully he brought some tickets for us to give away. Mm-hmm. So maybe we have that. But I also have another surprise. In fact, Jeannie, you'll love this. Mm. I met a friend yesterday, and her name is Chris. And she opened up. It's so cute. It's called Queen Beads. And it's over in Camarillo. And so she gave me a $25 gift certificate.
Oh, lucky.
You know what's so cool is she's got a therapy night, a bead
therapy. Oh, I love it. Well, that's true because that's what it is.
I know. Awesome.
Yeah, that would be very calming.
Wouldn't it? Yes. I know. So, yeah. In fact, when I was there, there was a coach in there, mm-hmm. and he was making a bracelet, I think. Or I don't even know if they were just kind of sitting around having coffee or whatever.
That's right.
But it's kind of like almost like
my bead night at the senior center.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah. It's kind of like
sometimes we even talk and not bead.
Yeah. It's kind of like a cheers. A little place where everybody kind of goes
Absolutely.
And hangs out. So, yeah.
You just don't need a designated driver.
There you go. But definitely, I do want to give out that address over there, and that's at 1877 East Daly Drive in Camarillo. And Chris is just really down to earth, really
okay,
nice
Chris,
lady.
Yeah, this is Jeannie from See Me, and I'm gonna be there.
There you go. She loved your necklace, so was telling her about that. And but anyway, so I do have a $25 gift certificate, and you know we didn't get a winner from yesterday of talking about what the dirtiest place or the dirtiest item. Do you remember?
Yeah.
What can you say our question again?
Yeah, what was the dirtiest item you can find
in a
public place with germs?
There you go. And so whoever gets that will win this $25 gift certificate. Jerry's going, can I go out and...
I think I know that answer.
Well, you can't answer it, okay?
You guys just call me. Ask for Jeannie.
All right. So anyways, well, we've got a really great show today. In fact, you know, I always try to bring you different topics that are kind of a little, you know, things that maybe we always don't want to talk about or whatever, but I've got Joyce McFadden on, and it's her book is Your Daughter's Bedroom, and giving insight to our children, our daughters, and making them confident, and and talking to them about our sexuality and just
so needed.
It is. You know, we really, there's some things that people think they can't talk about, and yet
they don't talk about
mm-hmm. exactly. And so I'm going to give you, she's going to give us some ideas on how mothers can create the right environment for their daughters to grow up in a self-assured, you know, to be a self-assured woman. So anyways.
I'm sure a whole other topic is showing men how to do this as well.
You know what? Really? Because yeah. I'm sure it's the same way. You know, you have your sons and you have, you know, and they always
say.
Well,
I never thought about that.
Oh, yeah. You totally relate to boys or mm-hmm. men differently than you
yeah.
do women.
And right.
I'm in a house that's surrounded by women. So
well.
It's,
yeah.
It's a bit of a challenge.
I'm trying to think back. My son's 35. I don't know. He was pretty well educated at Notre Dame High School. But I think when I tried to said something to him, he always said, Mom, I already know. Okay.
Well, didn't we okay. all know? Didn't
yeah,
we all
but
know
you know what? When they
but
say
then it's easier, I think.
yeah. When they say they know, you kind of go, ooh, did you learn it on the streets?
Yeah,
or do you know?
Oh, no. He told me it was in high school. They have a special class at that school. But not all schools have that. So. You know, it's really an important thing. I know when I was a child, they had a class about it, but I had many, 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 many questions. So.
Wow. Yeah,
absolutely.
I wish this book was around then.
Well, I do want to say I thank all of you for listening to my show. I'm on Monday through Friday from 8 to 9, and then again from 3 to 4, and that is Pacific time. And for any of you that are listening or streaming, you can also go to my website, which is thekimpaganoshow.com. Also, we are on Facebook. You can Facebook us a question, and we're on Twitter, and that is Kim Pagano Show. And so we talk about anything that can add value to your life in any way and every day. And if you have a topic that I haven't touched, please give me a call. We want to hear from you. And if when we're talking to Joyce McFadden on her book is Your Daughter's Bedroom, and you have something that you want to, you know, an experience that you've experienced or just even a question that you have, give us a call. You're not interrupting us. I want you to be a part of our show. Mm-hmm. And we
join
got
the group.
That exactly.
That's right.
Like I say always on my show is many hands make little work. Mm-hmm. And with that, I want to welcome Joyce. Are you there? Joyce?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome. Uh-huh. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. And so tell us a little bit about what was your reasons for writing your book, and what a great book. Do you have daughters?
I have a 15-year-old daughter. Yes.
That's the perfect age, isn't it? That's the hard age.
I love it all, but it's just particularly delightful at 15. But the book is actually, I didn't pick the topic of the book. The book is based on a women's study that I did, and the women of the study determined the book, which makes it, I think it's kind of magical, because they could have written about 63 topics that I presented, and I even gave them space to talk about anything they wanted to talk about that I hadn't asked. And I based the book on the three most trafficked questionnaires, and those were all about women were curious about female sexuality, and one of the reasons they were curious about it was because they didn't learn about it from their mothers.
So true.
The book is, I think it's incredibly empowering, because it shows us that when we can speak anonymously, as the women in the study did, it really allows us the freedom to say what we need and to say what we wish we had had. Mm-hmm. And they really wanted their mothers to, they wish that their mothers had pushed through their own awkwardness to be more comfortable and more confident in bringing them forward in their womanhood.
So do you think that if a mom isn't comfortable in her own skin, that it's hard for her to talk to her children? Is that what you're basically saying?
Yes, and I think it's because we live in a pretty patriarchal society where sexism is alive in subtle ways. And so I think that, you know, women, mothers don't know how to do it because our mothers didn't know how to do it. So sort of this pattern of not learning how to do it keeps going another generation. And the women in this study are talking about ways that they feel it's time for us to break those cycles. Because what happens is that if we raise our girls with silence, and it's not that mothers intend to harm our girls. We, you know, all of us want to do the best by our girls. But it's really uncomfortable when we don't know, you know, we're worried about saying the wrong thing. and we're worried about sending them off into sexuality before they're ready.
Or sexuality that they learn from the media.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Especially today. Right. You know?
I know. In fact, Jeannie was saying that in London, right? You just heard.
Oh, yeah. In London, they're teaching pole dancing at age 7. Now, I'm for, you know, talking
exercising.
About sexuality and yeah. exercising. But apparently the teacher had a pretty skimpy outfit on, which to me is sending the wrong message to those 7-year-olds. You know, the exercise is fine, but to do it for like, hey, here's how I can do a living from now on, I think that's a little young. But
I know. It's heartbreaking because on the one hand, we're exposing them to all of these. I mean, that to me is sexual objectification that we thought we'd done away with in the 70s, but
exactly.
It's alive and thriving and well.
Mm-hmm.
So we expose our kids to that, but we won't expose them to how women really authentically live with their sexuality.
That is
that's what our girls need to know.
That's exactly how I feel, because I was one of those, because I'm older, I'll admit it, 64. And
and you're looking hot, babe.
Hey, thanks. I don't know, Jerry, do I?
Absolutely.
Mike?
Absolutely. Yes.
But thank you. But anyway, when I was a child, I know that my mom, I know that she had, you know, wasn't comfortable with herself. But at that time, all I knew is that she was really closed mouth. And when I learned, you know, they had a little thing in school. I don't know if they still do, but at that time they did. And they told you about your period and blah, blah. And the next thing you know, I thought, well, I came home and asked my mother. I said, they said there's another step. What's the another step? She never told me. I had to go to many other my girlfriend's mothers. I mean, I'm telling you, it drove me crazy because even when other people would talk to me, it wasn't my mom, the one I trusted, you know?
You know, that's exactly a strong point that my book addresses, that even, you know, a lot of mothers don't give their daughters any information, mm-hmm. and then some mothers give their daughters information, but late.
Right, yes.
and they give it in these really cold, antiseptic ways, kind of like a drive-by shooting.
Yeah, exactly.
But what our girls need is to be, like from the time they're toddlers, even something as simple as just giving them the accurate names for their body parts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's because they're not sexual to the girls at that point, right? Her learning that her vulvus or vulva is no different for her than learning that her earlobe is her earlobe. They're
exactly.
both pre-sexual because
that is
your boob.
That
is your boob.
Yeah, you know. Well, and that is true because a lot of people have nicknames, you know. And then you go around, you know. Okay, can you imagine you're in a relationship and you say the nickname? They're like, what? You know. I mean,
I'm 49, and I don't want to have intercourse with a man who calls his penis a PP. And I would hope that men would allow women enough freedom and that mothers would allow their daughters enough freedom to be able to know the accurate names for their body parts. And then should they choose to nickname them when they grow up, that's fine.
That's fine. But yeah, along the way, hello.
I love it. And I do have to remind everybody that, of course, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we are talking a little edgy right now. So if you have children in your car or anything like that, I want you also to remember, Joyce, that it is an AM show. We are live, which I always respect my audience. And I love that, you know, my listeners are here. I want to give out our phone number at 805-639-0008. If you want to be a part of our conversation or you want to add a comment and you don't want to say your name, I'm okay with that. And Jacob is on the phone. Plus, we've got great gifts to give away. We've got, we've got tickets to the Wine and Food Festival that is this weekend. We've got a $25 gift certificate to Queen Beads. Mm-hmm. And we've got tickets to Moorpark College. So we got lots of stuff to give away here. But not only that, we are talking to Joyce McFadden, and her book is Your Daughter's Bedroom.
Looks like a great book, too.
Yeah,
I'm really
insights
excited.
For raising confident women. And I have to say, you know, my mom actually was pretty good about talking about...
I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, she's really, you know, my friends would come over to my house and I think she could have done like a whole, you know, classroom.
I still visit your mother. I mean, I love your mother.
Yeah.
She's just like one of my best friends.
Exactly. So anyways, so what are some of the right ways, Joyce? And give us a little background on who you are.
Okay. I'm a psychoanalyst with an MSW from Columbia University, and I've been practicing for 25 years, and I teach at the postgraduate level. And the book is based on an anonymous study that I did of 450 women who ranged in age from 18 to 105, and it's their thoughts on how a sense of sexual self is developed and what women need to feel grounded and centered and confident. And it's really about sexuality is not a behavior. It's a part of our very identities. Mm-hmm. And there's a poignant story in the book, for example, where one woman raised her daughter to be so uncomfortable. You know, she taught her that sexuality was bad. Mm. And we think of that as just being kind of contained in how that little girl would then think about sexuality, but it really bleeds into the rest of who we are.
It bleeds for the rest of your life if you're taught
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So that girl was so uncomfortable having any kind of attention on her body that she never even raised her hand in class.
Aww.
And I think that's how we need to think
how
about
sad.
It. You know, this is about self-knowledge, and it's about a connection, an emotional connection to our mothers. It's a way for our mothers to kind of bring us into the fold and gradually and slowly, in age-appropriate doses, bring us forward into womanhood. Mm-hmm. And it really does...
Well, you talk about womanhood, but you're also saying you do cover it when you do have a son. It gives you guidance so that you can also, because it's for boys too. I mean, they, like you just said, they have to know about themselves and feel comfortable. And
yeah, I think the only thing that's different is that men, you know, men's sexuality and boys' sexuality is kind of accepted and celebrated in a different way, whereas, again, real authentic female sexuality is much more... It's supposed to be hidden, but I think the lessons in the book are very similar because it's really for boys too. It would be about their relationship with their fathers and their mothers, and it would be about developing self knowledge so that, you know, what we do with confidence that we come by in any area. It doesn't have to come through sexuality; it can come through academic learning or physical activity, like doing well in sports. Mm-hmm. Confidence in one area leads into other areas as well.
I definitely agree with that, you know. And not only that, is growing up, even, you know, in high school with girls are really mean to each other.
I think it starts earlier than that.
Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, in junior high school and all that, you know, if you're a little overweight or you're a little taller or you're a little shorter, or
there's
studies out
now that say that girls under 5 are preoccupied with dieting and losing weight.
Wow.
I know.
That just isn't right.
It isn't.
No.
And you know, I have to say the same thing because I've got 2 boys and 2 girls, right? And I, on both ends, my boys, the same thing. They're, you know, they're not as critical in, like, the meanness, but they're more, you know, ego, you know, like, oh, dude.
It's physical.
Yeah. It's a different, you know, yeah, oh, dude, you don't got muscles like I do, you know, or you look like you're, you need to lose a little weight there, you know? I mean, and they don't realize that just really knocks them down.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, but it's good to be truthful too, isn't it? From your family,
mm-hmm. not your friends.
Yeah, but boys are a little more resilient with that kind of stuff
than
girls are. They internalize it.
Yeah, that's true.
What type of advice do you have for fathers who have young girls? Because that's a tough time, a tough situation.
Good question.
That's a great question.
I think that fathers need to try and be as comfortable as they can, even if that means, you know, I want to talk to you about something, but I wasn't raised to feel comfortable doing that. But because I love you, I'm going to talk about it anyway. So, hang in there with me if I stammer or if I look a little
nervous. Oh, Joyce, that is so beautiful. I love how you put that.
Yeah. Also, because because fathers tend to flip out when they see their daughters becoming more sexually mature.
No.
if the father distances from the daughter, that harms her because she feels like her father is ashamed of her.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Why does it feel like I'm losing my father's love when something that's happening to my body that I have no control over, you know, daughters pay a penalty for that. I can remember, you know, my father died in a car accident when I was 11. And when I started to mature more sexually, all of the adult men that I had sort of been, you know, had kind of stepped in and tried to be, you know, little father figures for me, you know, taking me out for ice cream or just being kind to me. So many of them backed away when I started to mature, and it really was very sad for me because I needed them in my life, and
of course.
Can't imagine what it would be like if you had that kind of behavior from
your own
father.
You know, there's George Lopez had a segment on his thing. I love him.
And I do too.
You know, I think he is so funny. But it was his daughter. She came down, and she was all dressed up for her first date, and he said, what are you doing? He goes, hold on. You go back in your room until you get, you know, until you're...
Clothes on?
Yeah. Well, no, until you're 50. You know, it's like, when did those grow? And who are you? You know? And so the mom was like, George, you know, like, you know.
It's just as big of a traumatic experience for us as it is for them.
Exactly.
And then they come down. I've got two daughters, 20 and 24. But when my youngest daughter, who was about 18 at the time, was wearing shorts that were the size that my 7-year-old niece should be wearing.
Exactly.
That's where we have
problems.
Did you
send her back
upstairs?
That's
where it gets really challenging. Yes. Yeah.
And you know, but it's funny because I, you know, you like to look at it on somebody else, but you don't, not on your kid, right?
Yes.
It's a weird thing.
But there's a fine line between wishing our girls were more modest or hoping that they're going to be safe with boys, for example. That's one thing. But the other, you know, on the other side of that is that we want them to have healthy adult lives that are full and vibrant, if we do anything to snuff their sexuality out or to shame it or to make them feel like they'll lose their mother's or father's love if they follow their sexual inclinations, as all human beings should be allowed to do, then it really does harm them because...
say something if they're, don't you, I think? I mean, if they're a little bit too skimpy...
Oh, yeah. I mean, but that's to me not really sexuality. That's sexism, right? Where being dressed provocatively is not about healthy sexuality, right? That's about being provocative. And I don't think, you know, I think a lot of the clothing out there is inappropriate because exactly, it's not just like pole dancing.
Right. Well, you know, you can really still look sexy in something that's not provocative.
You can.
Right. I mean, and sometimes it's more sexy because you don't leave anything for the eyes to, you know.
That's true. But when you're a teenager, you don't realize that.
No. Oh, no,
but
exactly.
I think I knew something because my father was a man of very little words, and I just knew I respected him, you know, and I worked with him every day. But I can tell you, I knew better. I didn't even have to ask him when short shorts were, you know, in style for us, and I just put them in my purse. I went outside, said, hi, Dad, see you, we'll be back at 11, and I knew exactly not to wear those, and I just changed, that's all. But I grew up knowing it was, you know, like, you know, I was head cautious because I knew that my dad didn't like it, so there must be something wrong there, you know.
So, Joyce,
yeah, I think careful. Those boundaries have to come from parents because it's not healthy for any part of our girls to be dressing too provocatively. And you know what?
Right.
Healthy sexuality has nothing to do with looking sexy, right? We're sexual creatures no matter how we dress. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of...
Line.
if we grounded our children in more of a natural, unfolding sexual development, they wouldn't have to find it in these other places where our society does let it be permitted, like, you know, little girls going to dance recitals and sort of looking like Las Vegas hookers.
I'm against that too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, you have a chapter in here, What Daughters Want to Know About Their Mothers But Won't Ask. Talk to us a little bit about that.
There were, I think, about 1,200 questions in the study, and that was my favorite. The question was, what do you most want to know about your mother but were afraid to ask and why? And 50% of the adult women's responses had to do of like wanting to understand their mothers as sexual beings more.
Wow.
And the reason they didn't ask their mothers these questions, and they weren't questions about sexual positions or anything, they were questions like, why did you choose my father? Or have you ever loved anyone as much as you love my father? Or, you know, they wanted to know how their mothers lived with their sexuality, right? How it's in the living of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason they didn't ask their mothers was because they thought they would lie. And they didn't trust their mothers to not judge them.
Ooh, wow. That's heavy.
Yeah.
And have to think about that.
The reason they didn't want to ask the questions, or the reason they had these questions isn't because they were nosy. They wanted to know these things about their mothers because they wanted that information to use it to navigate their own lives. So let's say you're a 30-year-old woman and you're in a relationship and you feel like the relationship might be over. But you don't want to tell your mother because you're worried your mother is going to judge you for not working hard enough at the relationship. Or
I know a lot of my friends that are older than that and still feel that way. Isn't that crazy that they would, you know? And a lot of it is they don't want to worry them. But I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're not even, I mean, wouldn't they see that you're not happy to begin with? And cherish.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I don't
know.
But
if their mothers are, you know, so let's say a mother was in a relationship and she was unhappy and just sort of bit the bullet, and she'd maybe be ashamed to tell her daughter, then I think that the problem that results from this is that, let's say, a mother who feels shame about something like her choice of a partner, you know, maybe she regrets marrying that person, for example, mm-hmm. she's likely to raise a daughter who could be going through the same quandary, and then both women end up going through the same kind of struggles, which are common struggles in relationships, right? No relationship is perfect. They both end up kind of suffering in silence.
Right. In fact, do you have a question here? Did putting up with my father make her happy? You know? I mean, those are questions that you want to know. Were you always happy? Were you not happy when, you know? Are you supposed to hang in a relationship exactly. when there's ups and downs?
Oh, and you know
what's
what?
Normal?
But parents
those are pretty
gonna,
tough questions.
Yeah, and that's hard for a parent to answer, because I know my parents went through divorce when I was 18. You talk about a shock. I mean, I didn't even know anything was going on. I mean,
right. Oh, I know. That's scary for kids.
Well, sure. And I just really and truly didn't understand it. And, you know, even today, they're both past now, but I flash back on certain things like, oh, well, maybe that's why she did that. You know, okay. Well, maybe that's why she was mad. I can see things in my mind's eye, you know, and then once I had that question answered, that memory's gone and I'm fine. But it would have been so much nicer just to sit down and say, Mom, why, you know?
Right.
Yeah, or for your mother to say, you know what, your dad and I are having some problems. You know, I think we get worried that we don't have the perfect answer.
Right.
But sometimes the correct answer, or as close as we can get to correct, is, you know, this is just a really complicated situation, and I'll try to explain it to the best of my ability.
Exactly.
But
she didn't do that, but my dad did help me. I have to, you know, clear the air there. He was fine.
Joyce, so if you were to tell us, what are some of the mothering tasks for this age that are important right now?
For our age in history right now, or for adult women?
No, for our, well, both.
I think for our daughters, I think if we don't speak more honestly and openly, if mothers don't push past our fears to speak more openly and honestly with our daughters, it's just going to make them more susceptible to all of the things that we're concerned that they would be involved with, like cyber sexting, cyberbullying, any kind of unwanted pregnancy, sexually transmitted diseases. A girl is going to be much better prepared to take care of herself and to make decisions that are in her best interest, whether she's 15, 25, or 45, mm-hmm. if she feels connected to her mother in an understanding that sexuality is normal and it unfolds gradually over the lifetime. And sometimes you're going to encounter complexities that you might want some support around, and your mother should always be a safe place to land.
I definitely agree
That's
with you.
True.
And you know what? How about fathers? I mean, mm-hmm. because really, I think that it should be both parents, don't mm-hmm. you?
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
I absolutely do. And I think the same holds true for boys. I mean, boys would maybe have to feel less compelled to show bravado if they felt grounded in the same ways that, you know, we probably want our girls to be grounded. I think we need to arm them with not just information, and not information just doled out once when they're 14, right? Information that they really start accumulating from the time they're little, so that these things become normal topics of conversation. They don't come out of left field and freak us out and freak our kids out.
Right. And do you think it's appropriate to share stories of experience at their ages?
I do. I mean, it's every parent's prerogative what they disclose, but I think that what we need to do is to really, I think we make those decisions by default. We just think, oh, it would be bad for them to know that, so I'm not going to tell them. I think instead of just going to that decision by default, we really should take a pause at those moments and think, okay, well, what would my child possibly get out of my disclosing this part of myself, right? Would the child feel overwhelmed? It's possible, but would the child also feel more normal because I went through it too? Or would the child feel closer to me because we had this conversation? Would the child experience it as an act of love and concern that we spoke about this?
Well, and perhaps also look at it from the standpoint of, maybe I don't need to disclose this now, and maybe they're a little bit too young for this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's something
age appropriate.
Yeah,
sure.
Because there's things now that we can share with our daughters that we wouldn't have done
years ago.
So it's
a better world.
Yeah, and that this whole process with living with our daughters, adult daughters, is
which they do live with
different.
Us for a lot longer than we used to.
That's true. But they're a heck of a lot more open with us as well.
Exactly.
And we're perfectly fine with that.
I agree.
We had one daughter who recently had a problem with a boyfriend and his friends and this and that. She didn't have a friend to speak to that particular evening. At 2 o'clock in the morning, she was laying in bed with my wife and I talking about this stuff. Aww. And me, I was really smart and didn't say a word. I just listened.
Good for you.
And she said,
you
okay.
You were so smart.
She said to my wife and to myself, all right, I've said it. I feel better. My wife gave her a few pointers, and she said, I don't want to discuss this ever again.
And you know
and
what?
I didn't bring it up.
That is so cool, because yeah. we had a gentleman on here, remember? He said, you should always be able to have your kids come and ask you anything.
Oh,
and
if I remember him. Yes,
and if
yes.
they say,
Mom.
I just want to talk, but I don't want you to, you know, really, I just want you to listen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no questions, yeah. and they just need
that
you to
Tom
be
a... That was Tom Sergis,
yeah.
I love that guy. The great book.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I really agree. Joyce, where do we find your book?
It's on Amazon, and it's in Barnes & Noble. I also have a website, joycemcfadden.com, and you can order it there. And it's at independent bookstores, so it's all over the place.
Okay. Great. I love it. Will you stay on the line so Jacob can get all your information so we can share you with everybody?
Sure, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thanks, Joyce.
You're welcome.
Hi,
and
Joyce.
Thank you for making this such a resource for women
yeah,
and moms.
I'm sorry I was so blunt in the beginning there. I forgot it was the morning show.
That's all right.
Hey, maybe they learned something.
It's okay. We're live, babe. It's all about values. So we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to John Leprino from Moore Park College, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Also, our phone lines are open, and I'm going to repeat that question because we've had so many phone calls of it. So there's something really dirty when you're waiting in an office. Let's just say that.
Yes.
If you can get that.
Oh, that's a hint.
It's got a lot of germs, and if you get that, you will win this $25 gift certificate to Queen Beads in Camarillo.
Are you going to announce what this is?
At the
absolutely,
okay,
absolutely. So, all right, give us a call. Jacob's waiting on the line, 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
I used to roll the dice, feel the fear in my enemy's eyes, listen as the crowd would sing, now the old king is dead, long live the king.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
J-Girl wants to welcome you to an experience of a lifetime in the most important areas of your life. One-on-one bridal service to ensure that every bride gets what she needs and wants for her gown and gift selection. specializing in bra fittings and fun gifts for bachelorette and birthday parties. J Girl takes care of your every need, offering cosmetic application and eyebrow waxing. J Girl has an interest in you and your future. A private 18 and older room for date nights and anniversaries. At J Girl, every customer is treated like gold, regardless of age or size. You will leave feeling beautiful and confident. Oh, shh. For all you men, J-Girl helps you find the perfect gift for any occasion. J-Girl is located across from Gelson's in the Village Glen Shopping Center at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village. Visit J-Girl in the privacy of your own home at jgirllingerie.com or call 449-9999 to set up an appointment.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Life
to live, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what's going on with that?
Welcome
to my show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here. I played Cord Roberts on One Life to Live for 13 years.
Yeah, that's been on a long time.
Yeah, 45 years.
Yes.
And they asked me to come back in September. I guess the show's finally going off the air. It's been canceled.
Can't believe that after all these years.
I know. Well, it's amazing that it has sustained that for so long. I mean, to have accumulated an audience like that over the years.
It's got memories. It's kind of real.
Well, it's like being part of a family. You know, you're there. I was there for 13 years. It's almost like you graduated. You went on, but it was always nice to know that the show was there. At that little studio.
Now, have you done a lot of other things too?
Well, you know, I've done some primetime stuff, and I actually wrote for the show for 2 years.
Oh, so you're a writer.
Yeah. I've kind of gone the whole gamut, writing, producing, and now I'm teaching over at the Moore Park College.
Yeah, so talk to us about that. We've got a great show going. It's already going right now, and we're into our second week. Is
that
correct?
Exactly, yeah. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
Okay.
Perfect name. Yes, it's a great summer comedy, and it's certainly family-friendly. We try to do a lot of family-friendly things over the summer. To try to get new high school students in who may be transitioning into Moore Park College. So it's a great
I love that campus.
Yeah, it's a great campus.
Right in our backyard. Absolutely. It's so beautiful.
I've been there. I went to school there.
Oh, yeah.
As an adult, and I loved it.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of incredible things on the campus that I think a lot of people in the community aren't really even aware of.
All ages.
That's right. I mean, we've got a zoo. It's one of the few. Yeah, it's one
no,
of the
No, they do.
Wow.
I mean, it's one of the
it's
world's.
One of the, it's one of the few campuses, two-year schools. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a three-year waiting period to get into that class.
Yeah, my son, I used to take him there, both my boys, when, you know, they would have the shows there and everything when they were little. Because I always thought he was going to be, you know, a veterinarian or something like that. He loved that. But they have a great...
Yeah, we train a lot of the animals for the Universal show.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's a film and television shows. And it's a lot of animal rescue as well. So it's a wonderful program. And, it's funny to be part of a campus where... we'll talk to some of the people in the neighborhood, and they'll say, yeah, can you keep your lion quiet?
And don't let him escape.
They had a weather laser, too.
Well, yeah, Moore Park has really grown over the years, and it's amazing to see, you know, just the support that we get over at the Theater Arts Department.
So tell us a little bit about this play that's going on right now, and isn't one of the two men, you know, the two, like we did that last year, right? Is this there's only two?
No.
No.
This is a full-blown musical, you know,
okay.
And we're doing it in our black box space. So it's kind of this, you walk in and it's almost like walking into one of those Disney-type atmospheres where it's the entire atmosphere of the whole theater now has become our stage setting.
Wow.
So the audience sits on either side and they're all involved in the action and everything.
Oh, I'm going to go see it.
Oh, please do.
Yeah. Now, Actually, Jacob just was in the dance team, and he's undressed. Yeah.
Oh,
and,
very good.
Yeah. So a couple of them went last night. I'm going to go tonight.
I loved it.
Yeah. So he's going to be, it's tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we're giving, I mean, yeah, I'm sorry,
night,
last
tonight.
Night and tonight. Mm-hmm. And then when is yours?
We run Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings at 8 o'clock, and then Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock through August 7th. But the nice thing about this production is at the end of August, we're going to move the whole production, all the sets, all the floor. We have a cobblestone floor that we've put in.
Awesome.
We're going to move all of it down to Oxnard and perform in their new Performing Arts Center.
Because you guys are all really connected, aren't
you? Well, it's part of the same district.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it's great that, you know, here's a chance for our students to actually move a production. A lot of people don't actually have a chance to be part of a bus and truck type of tour until you're actually in the industry. So it's nice.
Great
to
experience.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So when this opportunity came up, we just jumped on it. We said, yeah, we'd love to do that. So we're gonna be at Oxnard August 26th through the 28th.
All right. And if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we are live here. I've got John Leprino in my showcase here, and also I've got Mike Hickson and Jeannie and Jerry and Jacob's on the line. So if anybody wants to be a part of it, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. And all right. So tell us a little bit about what is it that you do there?
I teach theater arts at Moore Park College. I'm also the chairman of the theater arts program. So I'll teach anything from improv comedy. We have four different levels of acting, beginning, intermediate, and two levels of advanced acting. Acting for film and television.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was a theater major in college, I never dreamed that my career would take me into television.
Is that a whole different ballgame?
It's similar and yet different in terms of, you know, when you're performing on stage, it's all about, you know, trying to get your head wrapped around performing eight times a week and using the same material week after week, night after night. Whereas in television, it's all about, you know, you go from one episode
it's
to the
done,
next.
It's done, right?
That's right.
It's also a size of performance.
Absolutely. Certainly you have to modulate what you're doing for the camera.
Can anybody take those classes any age?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I got to tell you, that's one of the nice things about teaching at a two-year college like Moore Park. I love the diversity that we get in a classroom. Even in our production, you know, we've had people 13, 14 years old in a production and people in their 70s in a production.
Wow.
And it's just great for everybody all the way around. Even to do a full stage production and to have somebody who's age appropriate for a role. You know, it adds a dimension to what we do at a two-year college that sometimes they can't even get at a four-year college.
And, I mean, and my daughter just transferred out of there and got a scholarship, and I think it's a great college.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big proponent of two-year schools. I went to a mm-hmm. two-year school in the Chicago area. My father taught at a two-year school. My brother mm-hmm. teaches at a two-year school. I always kind of thought that I was going to end up at a two-year school someplace because I
isn't
know
that how funny our journeys are? You know, I kind of life
circle.
Is full circle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
My preschool was a two-year school. I don't think that was right.
Wait a minute. You missed a few years.
Now, Mike, what do you do there?
What do I do at the college?
Yes.
I speak in a deep voice. I've been in some productions there. We did Shakespeare last summer, and I participate in a lot of things called the Student One Acts. And the Student One Acts are plays that are written, produced, directed by students. So I've been in two of them, and I'm writing one now.
That's kind of another nice feature of the Moore Park College Theater Arts Program, the fact that at this level, we allow students to write their own material, to produce their own material, to direct their own material.
That's really good experience for a writer.
For a two-year school, too, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't really have a chance to create new material mm-hmm. until I was in graduate school.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so for Moore Park to offer something like that, it's really...
Mm-hmm. I'm there. I'm going to go join the acting. I think I'd
good.
Like that.
You know what? You would be really good at that. Now,
I used to do it in school.
So, yeah, so do you come up with the plays and then you pick the people, or do you pick the people and then
put a
name on the plays?
For the original 1X?
Yeah.
Well, the students will submit 1X to me. And again, we've been doing this for so long. Kathy Lewis, who was there at the, she was the department chair before I came in. She really fostered this incredible program of original writers, original directors. And so students know that this time of year now they're all starting to submit plays to me. And then I'll get, you know, 14, 15 plays, original plays. And then in the fall, we try to do between 8 and 10. And
oh
then
my
in
gosh.
The spring, we'll do between four and six. It's been nice this last year. We were able to take four of our shows and take them from the college and bring them over to the theater on High Street, the High Street Arts Center.
So you kind of do both. That's great.
Yeah, well, and it's nice because at that venue, we're there a little longer so we can open it up to a review so the students actually get their work reviewed. And there have been a couple of students who have taken those reviews now and put those into college applications and moved on to four-year schools.
Well, John, I'm so excited. You actually said we could kind of give away some tickets.
Absolutely.
Here, right?
Okay, I'd love to.
So tell us a little bit about what we can give away.
Well, we got four tickets for any of the shows at Moore Park, which run through again August 7th, and it's a great family show. One of the nice things about it's kind of a slapstick comedy. A lot of door slamming and people running around and water flying. We don't have a splash
identity.
Zone. Mistaking identity. And we don't have a splash zone, but we have, you know, a lot of fun on stage.
Mike, are you out there on stage?
No. For Forum, I'm backup follow spot operator. So I'll work a spotlight and follow people around the stage on that. Originally, I was going to do sound, but they've got a live band, so there wasn't the necessity for that.
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting because we've got this black box that we've kind of turned into what's called stadium seating. It's almost theater in the round. And so we have an audience on both sides so the audience can look at each other while the action is
that
action
sounds
in
like
between.
A lot of fun. Cool.
Well, and as I said, you know, it kind of becomes this entire environment. And you
John, you
like
can tell that this is your passion.
Oh, well.
You know, really?
I know. I love when I meet passionate people. There's just something about it that, you know, you can see you eat, love, and dream.
Everything comes
know?
Out just so naturally.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's working with the students.
It's kind of like your baby,
you know,
right?
I always loved performing when I was in school and certainly when I was in the profession. But there's something about helping a student kind of, you know, I've got this thing inside me. I want to present it. I don't really know what to do with that. And sometimes it comes out with an interest in classical theater. Sometimes it comes out in the fall. We're going to be doing Molière's Learned Ladies. So that's another fine thing about the Moore Park College Theater Arts Program. We do everything.
Okay, so where does everybody find tickets to this? One, right now, if you give us a call here, Jacob's on the line right now, we'll give you, so is that two sets of two?
We can do it that way, that's
okay,
great.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. Because, you know, a lot of people want to go with somebody.
Right.
Right,
absolutely.
So, yeah, so we'll give away two sets right now at 805-639-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano. He's going, okay, let me get this going. But where do they find tickets?
You can go to the Moore Park College website, mooreparkcollege.edu, and on the left-hand navigation bar, there's a performing arts link. You click that. Actually, on the homepage, there's a flashing ad for a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. And I believe that starting next week, those tickets will be going on sale for the Oxnard performances.
Okay. And how much in advance? Is there like a calendar that you can kind of see everything
absolutely.
That's coming up?
Yeah. You can actually buy tickets online. You just click right through and it'll tell you what nights there are. And
it's also cheaper to buy tickets online.
Absolutely.
And you buy them as a group, I think.
There's
well.
A 20% discount when you buy tickets online. So we really try to. It helps. I don't know if you experienced last night in the box office. They get kind of backed up with people buying tickets.
Well, we got there early, but we left them at will call.
Absolutely.
We did buy them online, and it was actually quite an easy experience.
That's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
also,
great.
Also, if you show up in the lobby, you could get turned away because it's been selling out.
Yeah, because we are in the black box and because we've got such a huge set, there's only 77 seats in the house. Mm-hmm. So we have been selling out for this.
And what time does it start?
It's an 8 o'clock performance Thursday through Saturday, and then on Sunday it's a 2 o'clock.
So tell us a little, you know, not giving it away, but what's it about?
It's kind of a traditional Roman comedy in that it's kind of the precursor for a lot of the improv type of companies that you'll see around now. So, you know, you've got this servant who's the servants are usually much smarter than the people that they're serving in these type of comedies. So the servant is kind of manipulating his young master to try to get him to be with the woman that he loves. And then there's all this, again, misdirection and
misidentity.
I'm already loving it.
I like that.
This is going to be good.
I will say that because of one of the plot devices, there's three characters that have to wear the exact same outfit. So we had to get outfits that fit everybody. And we have multiple copies of this one outfit.
And
I won't tell
people playing with some of the parts.
I won't tell you what the outfit is because it'll give away some
that
of the fun.
That will give it away. But how is that? Do you have people that sew to do all that?
Absolutely. You know, again, at Moore Park, we really try to get everybody involved. Our technical program is really quite a fine program, and some of the technology we've got at the college these days is really top notch, both audio and lighting. And then we teach two levels of costume design, scenic design.
So you really learn it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. It's a full educational, theatrical education program. Mm-hmm.
All right. Great. Well, gosh, you know what? Stay with us. We are giving away tickets here, and we're going to take a really quick break from my sponsors right now, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher, how do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definitely better quality.
I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices.
The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
A stage for the improv show.
Welcome back, and we're having a party in here. I'm telling you, we're already on stage.
We are.
We have just signed up for the next show.
We're planning the second phases of our careers.
Well, great. In the spring, we're doing Chicago, so that'll be a lot of fun.
All right. So welcome back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Jerry, you know what? I wanted to talk to you a little bit and see what's going on in your life. You're like working at Whole Foods, right?
And I've gone through a little bit of a transition.
Which is awesome.
It is.
I'm so glad you're back on.
I still have my companies, and I've just made a big change, and I've gone back to a company that I've worked for in the past. I've never really left. We've always done business with them, but because of an illness that I had a long time ago, and just the general economic challenges that everyone's going through, it was a good time for me to do this, and I absolutely love being back with them. I've always missed being gone from being gone from there, because I've been with them for about 15 years, so it feels good.
feels like an old shoe, right, that you slip back in, you know.
Yeah. And it's a great new challenge.
Well, I'm so glad, and I hope that things go great for you. So, and I'm so glad that your day off, that you wanted to spend it here on
absolutely.
The Kim Pagano Show. So,
You
know, I do want to clarify our question, because I didn't think it was that tough, but let me just ask you. You walk in to an appointment, let's just say any dentist, doctor, any kind of an office appointment, and you check in and you sit down. And what's the first thing that you do is you pick up something, and that has a lot of germs on it. If you can be caller number 4, you will get that $25 gift certificate. And also, we've got a set of tickets for both shows, right? So, yeah. So we'll give them away. And actually, you'll get on the list. So there's lots of prizes here on the Kim Pagano Show. I love to give back. So John, tell us a little bit more about yourself and where you're going.
Well, I've been at Moore Park now for 5 years, teaching full-time. I was teaching part-time when I was still in the industry and writing and acting. I came out to California in 97 after I had finished this 13-year stint on One Life to Live.
How was that?
It was great.
You know, a family.
Yeah, it really was. You know, and it's funny. I was telling somebody when I heard that the show had been canceled, it's almost like, you know, you go away to school and you find out that mom and dad have sold the house.
I bet there's a lot of sad people out
there. Yeah, well, you know, so when they called me, you know, I knew
that's
that,
an exact feeling.
Yeah.
That is so correct, yeah.
And I knew that the show was going to go off in January of next year. And I suspected that they might call me. Because I thought they might be, you know, doing some retrospective stuff. So they did call me, and Andre Evans, who played Tina, the woman that I was married to, I think 4 times on the show. We got married and divorced, and we both came back from the dead a couple of times. But you know, that was great fun, and I love the fact that Andre is going to be there.
All right. Well, I thank all of you for being on my show. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. If you missed any part of it, you can always listen again from 3 to 4. And we're going to put your website, and we'll put all the winners on my Facebook, so everybody can definitely get down there. This is a great show. Both shows to go to, and also Wine and Food Festival. So all that will be on my website at the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today is Courage is the Foundation of Integrity. With that, I thank you for listening. You have a really great day. Go do something nice for yourself and someone else. Thank you, John, Mike, Jeannie, Jacob. Yeah. And Jerry, I got all J's almost, and myself, Kim. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Have a good day.
I'll talk to you later.
Thin like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Because there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and live.